Let's see one with us. Glad to have Mary and Micah and the kiddolies, pretty little girls back there with us. And Sister Kathy's here. Glad to see them back. Just continue to pray for them. Keep them in your prayers. Just remember the announcements we have. Also remember we'll be taking up a special offering this morning. Everything will go together. You tithe in that, put it all in one thing. Just specify where it's going to. It's special for Brother Ray's family, for Sister Kathy this morning. So just remember that. You can write checks or whatever, write it to the church, and we'll take care of it. Just specify what it needs to be for. Also remember, after the second service today, we'll be having a birthday party for Dad downstairs, cake and ice cream, punch, chips, whatever else we'll have. So just remember that. Go over the request that I have. Let's see, Mom's not feeling good. Remember her. Brother Dano just texted me and said he's got COVID, so remember Danny. Joyce is still going through it. He said he's in a bad way down in his chest, so that's not where we don't want it to be. So remember Brother Danny this morning. Said Ellie's doing fine and Hope is doing better. So just remember him and Joyce. Sister Angie Brown had a special request this morning. Let's see, Sister Esther, give me one. Says, remember the family of Jared Perdue. He passed away last night. We've been praying for him. Just remember the family. And Sister Rebecca just gave me one. Says, please remember Brother Al and Sister Anna. They both need urgent prayer right now. So remember Brother Al and Sister Anna with a special prayer this morning. Just be with them. Lord knows what it is. Just remember them this morning. Remember all the ones we've been praying for, Sister Cleta and Sister Tootsie, and Lord knows who all the ones that we pray for, Brother Darty and Brother Collie, Sister Johnny, Sister Jean, Sister Gail, Brother Al and Sister Anna, Brother Hal Thomas, all the ones that we pray for, just remember them. And the Lord, I know we all have unspoken requests this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that may be traveling today, wherever they may be. Bless them, be with them, and guide them. I know Charlotte has texted and said she's traveling in Arizona. Be with them, be with the family on vacation. Lord, just be with the ones that we pray for on a regular basis that are here. Remember Sister Kathy and the family there, Lord. Remember all the other ones that we pray for. Come down and bless them today. Lord, give them strength. Lord, do we have sick people here? Remember Brother Danny, Sister Joyce. Lord, many other ones that have a problem, Lord, that we need you to come down and take care of today. And by your stripes, they're healed, Lord, and they was healed before the foundation of the world. So just remember them, be with them, and guide them. Bless us all in the services. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Sing it again as we just continue to pray for those in need. Only believe. Yes, only believe. For all things are possible. Only, hallelujah. He is here. bless your name again. Oh, he is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. Cause he is here. Oh, let it be your confession this morning. He is here. Amen. And he is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name. Listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here and you can touch him. You will never be the same in prisoner's chains. With bleeding stripes, oh, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. Oh, we bless your name this morning, Lord. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. Oh, I give you my praise. Just worship him. I bless your name. I bless. Oh, he's worthy. He's given us so many blessings this morning. I give you honor, Lord. I give you my praise. You are. Oh, let it be your confession. The truth of. Your name. Let's sing it to him again. Just raise your hands and worship him. I bless your name. I bless your name. Oh, I give you my honor. Lord, I give you my praise. You are the life. Oh, you are the way. I bless your name. Sing it to him with all your heart. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you my praise. You are the life, oh, the truth. Your name. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. Say, when you feel bound with all those chains, you just start confessing that word and praising him. He is the life, the truth, and the way. Amen. Brother Bob, would you come this morning and lift up the tithes and offering for us this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that chorus. Touching Jesus is all that really matters in the key F. We'll ask Brother Don if he'll get ready for the responsive reading this morning. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. Let's all stand this morning. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. And there is only one way to touch.
See everybody here this morning. It's getting hot in here, isn't it? Amen. It's good to see everybody here this morning. We're going to read from Psalms 82. And before we go to the author, I'd like everybody just to say the Lord's Prayer with me today. Everybody ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch and bless those that couldn't make it through the door today. We ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we read Psalms 82, let me get my glass. pass it on here. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy.
Deliver the poor and needy. Bring them out of the hand of the wicked.
They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course.
I have said, your gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Thank you, and you may be seated.
Amen. Let's turn to page, let's turn to page 87 in the Spiral Songbook. Let's sing this before our brother comes. Amen. Be glad your name is on the roll. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. That's the roll I want to be on. That Lamb's Book of Life.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. This morning, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. So let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous loving care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder,
again.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather on the up, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yes, when the shall shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather at their home beyond the sky and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, can you identify with that this morning? When the dawn till setting sun, talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Identify with that this morning? Amen. Amen. But until then, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Praise the Lord. Let's change the order of the service as the brother comes out this morning. All hearts and minds clear. I just thank the Lord for his presence here this morning. I tell you, when you just sing and open up your heart, you just let go, shut out all the things of the world. He will meet you here at his word. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Yes, open the eyes of my heart. Oh, I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Everybody in the house of the Lord, if you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Romans 11. We'll start at verse 25. Romans 11. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Sorry under the circumstances, but we're glad to see Micah and Mary and the girls back there. So we just pray that the Lord would bless and take care of everything, and pray that God would be with Sister Kathy and the loss of Brother Ray. And all, and just get everything. It's just all, it's not by accident. It's all predestinated. We've talked about it enough until we ought to know that there's a destiny provided. And Brother Ray reached his destiny, and that was it. So he goes on, waits on the rest of us. They're over there now having a good time fellowshipping. So why can't we have a good time doing it? So just remember that. Remember, the service will be this coming Saturday And they have all of the announcements and everything out for the services and the time and the, all like that. So just remember that and pray especially for the family. All right? I wrote down a note to make sure that I'd remember Brother Micah and him. I can't remember too many. If you give me two names to remember, it's hard to do. And so Brother Brewer, good to see him. We know they're in the foreign country doing the best he is for doing, you know, for the service for our country and all like that. We appreciate him, doing it. Okay. They will be having the baby dedication this afternoon because, Brother Micah's mother was not able to be this morning. So they will be doing it then. Okay. All right. Romans 11. Verse 25, Lord Jesus, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your love and your grace and your kindness. Thank you for you. And we just ask you to be with each one, Lord, and guide each one. We know there's sicknesses among us and things, Lord, and all this old viruses hitting and going and all. But remember Danny and Joyce and Hope and them. And just bring them on out of that. Remember Brother Al and Sister Anna and all of these, Lord, and just be with each one. Comfort the Gabriel family and the loss of the loved one, and may everything look to you instead of looking to our own selves and see you and realize that you're right on time. Everything's right. Nothing is out of order. We don't maybe understand a lot of times, but you're always on time. We love you and we thank you. Just have your way. As we read your word, you come and speak to us and guide us in your grace. Amen. Brother Bob will be speaking, the Lord willing, Wednesday. So remember that, okay? Now, I had a whole bunch of scriptures, but I want to kind of do a little different way. What I want to do today is more or less preach the thought that we're going to be getting to and then come back next Sunday or whenever in the next service for me. Then I want to pick up a lot of quotations and things and putting it together. And that way, give us a better understanding, okay? But let's just go at it in this direction. Let's go to Romans 11, 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, that you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, all right? Now, there's the great mystery. Bringing it to the end. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as concerning the election, they are the beloved of the for the Father's sake. For the gifts, now watch, you're talking about Israel and the restoration of Israel, and then look at the odd statement, for the gifts and calling, now not callings, there's one, there's many gifts, but one calling. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You may be seated, the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. That's what I said. I want to just kind of jump across the top, and then we'll get back to it in the next service and all. And doing, but it says the gifts and calling, one singular calling.
That's right.
Okay. Now, because many are called, few are chosen. See, there's a lot of scriptures that we'll put in with it when we get back to the this doing. But I just want you to think on one thing. We kind of back up just a hair on the last service. We were talking about how that predestination is in three stages, all right? That you have your new birth, okay? Joint heirs with Jesus Christ, the new birth. Then you have your groaning, travailing, and pain, the growth development of the individual, you know, And then you come on to the life, which is the redemption of the body. Right? Now, what I want to do, see, that would be in three stages, not three parts of anything, because it's not. It's the same salvation in three stages, each one coming forth. So that's what we want to kind of approach this today, that the gifts, plural, and calling, singular, all right, is what we want to be talking about, and we want to bring it kind of in the style or mannerism of what we were bringing it, because, see, if you can bring things and put them like in three stages and lay it out in the Bible, see, then you take Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it will all come out to be the correct understanding. You know, you'll see those things if you'll just take it in three stages and take all things. But what I want you to do, I want you to think with me. Because gifts, there's many gifts. Right? Then I want you to think about it in this order, though. The prophet of God, and I've got the quotes laying here, but we'll get to them later. Everybody's born for a purpose. Everybody. Right? Born for a purpose. Some reason that you're here. It doesn't matter where you're sinner, saint, what you are. You're born for a purpose. And he's brought us forth into life to live out that part of life, you know, that's to be our part. There's no need of trying to live it out for somebody else because it won't work. All right. But for our part of our salvation and the things and doing, see, then we can look at it and see that even a sinner, he's predestinated in the basis of God's foreknowledge, that God foreknew all things, so he knew it doesn't matter what, where you're a sinner or a saint, you're still predestinated unto the basis of the knowledge of God, and God does that by his foreknowledge. All right? See, then doing that. So don't get confused about it when we start trying to bring out, because here's the thing I want us to dwell on. Do you realize that you're born for a purpose? All right? You come into life, and you know you have gifts. Now, I want you to think about, in many ways now, but we'll cover the whole thing. See, some people, Brother Donnie, he can take a transmission apart and put it right back together. And you say, well, he learned that. Well, that's true. But still, he knew a lot before he ever started in the book form. You know. And see, we all have, Tony, he lays tile. Well, I've heard it told of him that he'd lay the tile and get it straight, and everybody looking at it would look good, and he said, don't look right to me. He'd just take it up and relay it. Because there's something about him that he wanted that to be, that's a gift. All right? See, maybe you never thought about that. I was explaining that to a doctor one time. Over in the Philippines, I guess. Where was that? No, Brazil. And this doctor, you've got the drawing, some of you, of the cabin that Brother Branham them lived in and things. That was the doctor that made that. And I was talking with him, and he said, you know, he said, when I'm operating, he said, it's just amazing. He said, I know wherever little vein is running in your body, your face or your hands or anything. He said, then I can just go in there and just go right beside of that artery, veins, or what you call them, you know, and said, just go right beside of it and never touch a one. And he said, it doesn't matter where it's in your face. He said, I can just do a face, and said, everybody is so amazed that I can touch those very sensitive areas and not be damaging to any of the things. I said, doctor, I said, don't you realize that that's a gift? He just broke down. He said, do you really think that? I said, yeah. You had a gift. We're not talking about your new birth now. We'll get to that in a second because we'll pick it up. But he was born with a gift. Donnie was born with a gift to rebuild this. Richard can tear a motor apart and put it back together and all like that. And those things are gifts. You know, you sisters, you know that what you're doing, you can sit down and you can take a pattern and lay it out and put it out and do everything, cut it out. And that was old days. We don't do much of that now, but that's anyhow, you, the older ones know about it. You could lay a pattern out and you could make a dress and it's just beautiful. Well, then here's somebody else come along and say, well, I'm going to try that. Well, when they get through, they got the biggest mess you've ever seen because they don't have the gift. See? So gifts, there's many, many gifts. Let's talk about that natural first. Then we'll get to the spiritual events of gifts. But see, think about it in your life. You know, Brother Luis, he can listen to you talking and then interpret that, you know, and bring it out. Well, I can't remember three words. Well, he'll take a whole sentence and he lays it out. I always kid him because I know he's doing the best he could do, possibly whatever, but I just kid him. I said, did you tell them people what I said? He said, yeah, I told him what you said. But see, gifts. There's many gifts. There's people that are sports people, you know. They have the ability to play sports, you know, baseball, basketball, etc. They can play and do where others maybe go to school year in and year out. I mean, to try to play and understand and can't get to that point. Well, see, think about that because they're gifts. Now, those gifts are born in you. That's my point now. Listen, because now we're going to get in a minute when we're going to talk about the new birth and how it's born in you, all right? But get this to gifts. Because the gifts, plural. There's many gifts. Everybody has a gift. You know. You just think back in your life what happened and what you were doing. You think in school how that you could sit there and just work out problems and do things and others just struggled and really trying, you know, wasn't trying. They were really trying to do good. And see, maybe with you, it would just flow through. You know, that's what they told at Norval down there when I went to the General Motors went to work. The man asked me, he said, my supervisor, he said, what kind of work did you do before you came here? I said, well, I worked in a cotton mill. I said, I've done really basically everything in the cotton mill as far as just about it could be done because they just saw that I could do things and they would just lay it down and do it. Well, it so happened that the first job I was in, it went that way and they wanted me to stay as a supervisor. Well, the second job I went to in the cotton mill, they wanted me to stay and offered me things, you know. And then when I go to General Motors, it ain't too long after I've been there until they come down and offer me a supervisor's job. You know, they wanted to talk to me about it. Well, see, because they see that I could handle things. All right? See, they seen that I wouldn't fall apart when everything was going wrong. I could handle things. And see, you don't think about that as a gift, but it is. It's something that is within you. And it's born in you from you nurses and things like that, you know. See, people have to have special gifts to be able to stand the pressure where others would just fall apart and go into nervous fits and can't handle things. But see, you can just flow through and just go through and just and play in the music. Oh, you ever heard me play? Boy, I can really play. You want to hear me play some more? I mean, I really know how to play. Yeah. But you don't see me up here with a guitar trying it either. But see, gifts. You children, you think about it. That you have gifts. You have things you can do. Brother Bob, the children, we always say, you know, music, how do they say that? Music runs in a family. Well, evidently in mine, it just didn't work. I ain't found out what we're supposed to be doing yet, but none of my kids now, Abby can do a little bit on the horn and that things, and Anna done some training, but you know what I'm talking about. You got some people that can just sit down and just play a piano. You got others that go through training for year in and year out, and when they finish, they barely can pick out a song at the piano or lead to singing or to do it. See, there's gifts. Now think about it that way, and think about that God allows us these gifts. He gives them to us. See, if you're going to try to understand gifts and callings being without repentance, because you don't repent to get a gift. See? That doesn't have anything to do with it. Get that out of your mind right to start with. You don't repent to get a gift. No, gifts and callings are without repentance. Okay? Now, I'll cover this in a minute where you'll see what I'm talking about. See, what happens is your new birth activates your natural gifts that you have and brings it into the order of working for God. Now, we'll get to that point in a minute. But just listen and think about it. You see people that can just do anything. You know, they just can do anything. They can just working on something, you know, and they look at it where you sat there. I remember a buddy of mine there in Gillsville. I went up to check on a job one time, and he would arrange for me to talk with the boss. And I was sitting there talking with the boss, and this Billy guy was out there. And he was sitting over from us, and the boss looked at me, and he said, "Listen." He said, "That man right out there, he said he can take a typewriter apart and said he can fix it. He said he can put it back together, get everything to working. Said, but he won't just jump into it to start with. Says he's real slow at getting started. Said once he gets started, said he'll put that typewriter back together and it works perfectly. And said, if you're going to work for me, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take the typewriter apart. Don't worry. We've got people that can put it back together. We said, I want you to tear it apart and see what all of it is. And then we'll get to doing it. And if you need help, we'll get you help putting it back together. All right? Because that's the way life is. You know. You know in school, some of you children know that you excelled in school. But some struggled. No. They say, well, Sam, you can read and understand something. Well, that's a gift. That's a gift. I can tell you a story right now that they had when we were going for our GED test, and I can tell you that story to the detail. How about a blind man? Maybe some of you took the test, and a blind man. About a guy that stumbled into this place where that people were all blind but him. And they was, you know, and he trying to tell them that, hey, you're working wrong. Said you're supposed to work in the daytime and sleep at night. Well, finally, they just decided to fix the old boy, and they just poked his eyes out. Because they couldn't get him to understand if you could work at night, it's cool. You know, it's good cool breezes and things at night. Well, see, now that's just a little bit, maybe a gift. All right? But see, those things, now, if we don't activate them, they won't never do us no good. But to get to, just get to the natural point of the state of what I'm talking about. Some of you can just do things that Others will never try. But I say to you, children, because this is one thing I've learned, try it. Like that guy said, tear it apart. We got somebody that'll put it back together. Well, kids, try it. You know, try to play and do. Huh? You may not be able to play every instrument. You may not be able to, like Zoe and Kaylee, can't maybe play the same musical instruments, you know. All right? But that's all right. Just do what you're doing. See, gifts. But now get the point. You're born with that. Now, surely you have to work it and move and do, and we've got to pick that up in a second. Sure, you've got to do that, but still, you're born with a special gift. And God, by predestination, knows that gift. Now watch it. Listen to me today. I'm not playing. You think I am with a message, but I'm not. I'm trying to get you to see something. Because just think about it. It's got to tie together what your natural gift is and activate it and make it a spiritual gift, but that ain't the final of it. There's more to go. Gifts, plural. All right? But you see, you have that gift that was born in you from your birth. And then you have things in the natural that help you to activate your gifts. You heard Brother Branham tell the stories of it. It's not on the Ten Commandments, so don't go and listen at it. On the Ten Commandments, they didn't tell Moses he's 40 years old, you know, that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But Brother Branham will tell you that Moses' mother told him, "You're not the son of Pharaoh's daughter." And Brother Branham said Moses was born with a special gift of faith. He said he knew the word, and I don't understand it. He said he knew the word all of his life. I'll give you the quotes on it. But I'm just throwing something out for you to think on. See? We're not here to just pity-patter and play around. All right? Even in the natural, we're not. You know. What would it be if you'd have never come up with just have stayed with a horse and buggy? What would it be if you never gained any ground above that of trying to better yourself, as we call it? See? Old brother Joe back there, he drives a tractor trailer. Well, give me one, I'll tear his whole block out. Because I just don't have the ability to handle all of it. And, you know, my wife will say, "Get over, you're too much in the middle of the road. Get over to the side. Get over to the side of the road." And while she said, "You're too far over this way now." All right. But listen, gifts. But now let's move up into another stage of activating that natural gift. Now, don't forget what we're talking about. We're not talking about God giving this person this one and not giving this person that one and doing this, that, and the other. We will cover that in the rest of the message. So don't run out there ahead of me and I got it all figured out, you know. No, just stay where we're at. But let's think about those natural gifts that you have. Somebody help you activate that. Somebody that has went through the trials and the troubles and the problems and the thought. They help you. You listen to them. You pay close attention to them. Why? Because they've been through those things. All right? And see, we'll call that then activating that gift to where that others can help us in that line. You know, may making it where we can understand. You know yourself that you have a gift and it's got a problem. And I know this much about it in the spiritual realm. You can let your gift get in the way. So don't go too far on the line. Just kind of stay with us, because you can let it get in your way, because you can try to lean on it too much. But I was speaking at a minister's meeting we were having up in Tennessee, and this man was there, and Brother Dick Addison, this man was, he spoke, they had him, he could get up and somebody could speak and things. Well, they said, let this brother speak, and he got up, and Dick was sitting there beside him, Brother Dick Addison, and he said, he's been to school. I said, yeah. He says he's trained to do what he's doing. And see, he is saying, okay, now, Susan, you get Acts 2:38 and you hold that one. Brother Bob, you get John 3:16. See, he's getting the people involved. Getting them involved in what he was doing. He said, he's been to school. Now, I'm just telling it for the glory of the Lord of what the man said. After he spoke, I spoke. Well, the end of the service, he came outside and he said, I went to school to learn what I learned. He said, you never did go to school. I said, no, sure didn't. He said, I'll take what you got anytime over what I got. I said, you don't understand what a gift is. I was talking to a guy that was trained to use his gifts and doing it. I said, you don't understand. You heard me make this statement? I'm not talking to your brain. Right? What am I talking to? To your soul. If I can touch your soul, I ain't got to worry about nothing. I've even made it this way. I don't worry about money, because if I can touch your soul, the money goes with the billfold. I ain't worried about it. I ain't going to starve to death. You'd give me anything in the world you could do. If you really know what I'm trying to do in trying to get in touch with your soul to get you to understand Almighty God, you think you would pull back money from somebody that you knew was doing that? No. But see, sometimes it takes people to help us. We need it. We need to learn. We need to do this. And all. I mean, y'all play with the computers like this. Oh, my goodness. I look at it and go, I can get it turned on and turned off, but that's about it. Something goes wrong. Hey, Richard, I got a problem over here. Because I can't figure it out. I got all them buttons there, and he goes, and it just lights up, and I says, tell me what you done. He said, okay, I done started. I said, wait, just a minute. Slow down and tell me step by step, you mash button number one. You don't go to button two, you go to button four. You go to button six. You got to get it right, all right? Gifts. To explain what you're doing. It takes a special gift to explain how to work on a car. You get what I'm talking about? The gifts, they're very valuable. And they're with us when we're born into this world. I ain't believing now that God's got a bag and gifts it in it and he sprinkles it over the earth. And no, I'm a little different than that now, folks. I got a little more sense. I'm saying that there's this special something about you. There's people you like, right? Come on. There's people you like to be around. They have a nature or something that you like. and see it. It'll work. But if we'll see what we're talking about, it'll work in the spiritual realm. Because we need help to learn how to play the bass. See, when we come up with that bass part here, Richard, he was playing the guitar, but I said one day to him, I said, can you play the bass? He said, never have. I said, well, we need a bass player. Do you think you could go to working on it? I'll see what I can do. Well, he went to doing it. He learned to play the bass. Well, I've watched Zach, he just sits here and he goes from that into that one. He never got on that organ yet, but he's sitting there close to it. But he'll just jump from one to the other. Oh, Brother Gary Atkins, you know him. He could play any instrument that we ever had. But he wanted to play the drums. Well, I would not get him on the drums. Because him on the drums would have... That's what he wanted. And I don't want that with the drums. Ryan said, what do you want? I said, rhythm. Flow with the rest of them. Everybody play together. I want the piano player to play the piano. I want the horns to be blown. But I want not one. You know. A lot of people like that. I don't like it. And if you're playing with me, as the old saying goes, a man said one time, who was it? Chet Atkins. He said, if you played with Chet Atkins, you played what Chet Atkins wanted to be played. Brother Dick said that to me. I said, that's what I'm wanting. I was wanting you to play like I want you to play. He said, what do you want me to do about leading singing? I said, I want 5 songs. But I don't want all 5 songs. I said, I want soft ones sometimes. I want them mingled in. I want them to be, you know, not just all of the great big, because that's what most people want, is that beating them. That's what they want. That goes, my head goes going around and around. It don't work. That's not music. Music is when everybody plays and it flows. And you don't have to look over at somebody, hey, you're a little loud over there. No, because they finally eventually learn it. I've always told you, sisters, you got a gift. You got a gift you can put on a dress and wear it out in public. And you know what? People come to church after a while. We don't preach on clothes. Ain't nothing wrong with it because they're supposed to be. But I don't preach on clothes and stuff like that. You know why? Because you sisters is preaching that as you're walking in and out. That's your gift. Not how you press, not how you... Forgive me, I don't want to say it that way, I guess, but... But the way you do is a gift. If we all find our place, now there's one word Brother Run said, if we'll all find our position. All right. See, that goes into the adoptions and the things, you know, Micah raising corn, Manasseh and this, that, and the other. But think about it now. So you have natural gifts that you're born with. You don't have to repent to get that. You don't try to train it up. It's just part of you. It's part of your nature. It's part of your way. You just flow with it and just, you know. And then people help you to direct you into how to play instruments and how to do things and all. You listen to that, and that activates that gift. Your natural thing, it becomes activated in line. All right? Now, so that works good. So you start off with gifts. All right? Now we'll get back to this when we come on more. Then you come to a place that you have. Let me read that where you won't think that I'm off. Pull up number 2, brothers, and let me read this one. Where you won't think that I'm off and trying to make some thoughts or something of my own. And use plenty of these, so. Listen to what your prophet said on Sirs, we would see Jesus. So when Jesus came on the scene, the Bible said he was to be a prophet. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. And Israel always believed their prophets because that was God identifying himself in human beings. Now listen. Always. Any Bible scholar knows that that's the way he identified himself was in his prophets. They were just ordinary man. Of course, they were born for that purpose. Now watch. As we know, there is local gifts. Local gifts. Watch what he calls him on down in a second. As we know, there is local gifts of 9 gifts in the church. All right, that's 1 Corinthians, you know, for the gifts and the different things. Okay, we'll get back to that. But there is offices of the church. And that God that's predestinated are foreordained. God has set in the church apostles, then prophets, then teachers, pastors, and evangelists, and so forth. That's God's gifts set into the church. Now watch him revert back to the other. Then there's 9 spiritual gifts that operate in the local body of believers. And they must be checked by 2 or 3 judges before they're to be given to the church. Okay? But notice, these prophets, as they were born like the, I believe in Jeremiah where he's talking about, you know, I knew you and you before you was conceived. But you get to understand it. There's natural gifts of life that you're born with. Okay? Then in the body of Christ, there's 9 spiritual gifts. Okay? Then there is a 5-fold ministry gifts. All right? And see, again, what's taking place? You got the natural gift of life that you're doing. Somebody helps you to train you how to play a piano better, how to do this, that, or the other. I remember we were up in Tennessee one time, and there was a brother up there, Brother Barner. And he was good, brother. The brother was good. He was good with the guitar. But we were sitting at a meeting one night, and someone was just clucking around, playing a little bit, and Brother Barner's brother walked in. And Brother Barner just handed him the guitar. He said he probably won't play. He handed him the guitar, finally got to going. I mean, that man could just play that guitar just beautiful. I've heard Brother Dick talking about a man that he worked with. He said, or played with and things. And he said, when he come in, he said, best thing to do is just lay your instrument down. And let him play. See, because he's good. He could teach you something. He knows something. That's what I'm talking about now. Natural gifts can be activated to help you to build cars, to sew dresses, to sing, to do all kinds of things. All right? But see, then in the body of Christ, you've got gifts. A human being is a gift. All right? And that gift will work. All right? And then you come into the 9 spiritual gifts. All right? Now, the 9 spiritual gifts is input into the body of Christ to operate in that. And it comes by the new birth, activates those things. The new birth can activate your natural gift and make it a spiritual happening. You believe it? I do. Because I've seen too much. I've seen people that you can really talk to them, and they know a lot about these things. And I listen. Because you see, I know in the body of Christ there's 9 spiritual gifts. Speaking in tongues, you know, shouting, prophecies and all. We'll read those later. That's in the body of Christ. Activated by the Holy Spirit. Okay. So you didn't come into the world with that maybe as much. You had to wait until it could be activated by the Holy Spirit in your life. But those gifts, listen, you heard what he said? They got to be judged. But Brother Branham said it like this. He said, a prophet stands before no one. He does not have to give an account to anyone. All right. See, I'm going to put something challenged to your mind to see if you can challenge it and work with it. The fivefold ministry are ministering gifts. They're not speaking in tongues, shouting, crying, doing this, that, and the other. They're gifts that God has placed in the body according to Ephesians 4. That he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists. And Brother Randall says, I have these down, so just don't worry about it. He said, ever how you honor that gift is how you honor God. And he's talking about the fivefold ministry. See, that's why people don't get nothing. They don't honor the ministry. We ain't talking about bowing down and, you're my pastor. No, because 9 out of 10 is doing that. They're lying through their teeth. Somebody pats me on the back and saying, you're my pastor, Brother Dale, and I love you. Sometimes I wonder if I'm feeling a knife sticking in there, or is it a long fingernail? You know, what's happening? I'm getting pains in my back. And pains in my head from listening to people. I've had people to stand here in this church and say, Brother Dale, I'll never leave this church. They didn't last 3 months. So just don't tell me you'll never leave. That's the thing, okay? Just don't tell that. Because you might change your mind. Say, God will. God will, and I'll try my best to be here, Brother Dale. See, I found out a long time ago that this church can operate without me. But it also can operate without you. I quit preaching one time. Brother Moat and I started to work together after a little while. You know, I wasn't no pastor, wasn't no preacher. Brother Moat was the pastor. I went to him one day and I said, I'm quitting preaching. No problems. I said, I don't know whether I'm a preacher or not. I said, we got to wait for God to operate that and do something. You know, he said, well, what are you going to do if I get sick? I said, I believe in praying for the sick. I was joking. I'm telling the truth. I'd do anything I did. I washed the church. I cleaned the church. I painted the church. I'd done everything, in the world I could do. But I didn't want to preach. You say, well, because, see, a gift, and when you come into the ministry, if you was listening to me a while ago, and got what I was talking about, how that you women can sew dresses, you women can do this, your men can build cars, you can do that's natural things that you have the ability to do. And if you enjoyed that part of it, of thinking, well, that's what's been different about me all of my life. All of my life I've been a little different. I've always liked to do this and do that. I didn't want to just follow the natural trend of life or even in the Christian realms. And I wanted to just be what I want to be. Well, now hold on. Because you see, when you enter the second stage, you're entering the stage of the 9 spiritual gifts. Brother Brown said, that can come on you and go off of you. He says, God can use it one time and never use it again. But think about your natural life now being the things of it that is using that word activated, that it activates a little bit to where you can move up in a realm of the nine spiritual gifts that you've got: love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, all things. You know, you've got the gifts. And think about the Holy Spirit within your heart and how it operates that gift.
That's right.
Because you see, that's what's got to happen here. Stature of a perfect man. The nine spiritual gifts working in a congregation can help the stature of a perfect man in a lot of ways. Now, I know what the next step goes, and you do too, that the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, to bring in these virtues into us. Right, but let's just stay right here. See, God is... I think he wants to be a daddy. I've just always had that thought about him. Maybe it's because I didn't know my dad. My dad died when I was 4 years old, and I just never did know him. And, you know, but I've always thought about God as being my daddy, and that I could talk to him. You know, I could talk to him, and he could talk to me in fellowship. You know, because of those things. But see, what we want to do, we want to bypass our gift line, move through the nine spiritual gifts, and try to jump over into the things your prophet said there a while ago. You know that he calls the fivefold ministry offices. Now, the nine spiritual gifts is not offices. Come on, I'm quoting Brother Branham. I said, we'll reread. The nine spiritual gifts is not preaching, et cetera, and stuff like that. No, uh-uh. That's gifts that's in the body. That's things that God uses to help all of us. Then you can go up higher to the fivefold ministry and find out that he calls the fivefold ministry offices. He says ministerial offices. That's why in the Bible that it says in Ephesians that he gave gifts unto men. He said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, and some evangelists. He didn't give everybody the same gift, because everybody doesn't need the same gift. See, some of you sitting there know what I'm saying, that you're way ahead on the basis, and I like to preach to that, and a lot of people don't. They feel kind of a little jerked about it, I think. But it doesn't bother me. I like to preach to people that know what they're talking about. I like to preach to people that have studied the message and can tell me what the prophet said, even though they got to walk up and say, you didn't say what he said. I ain't throwing nobody out of this church because of them saying something like that. Because I believe in a fivefold ministry. It's for the perfecting of the saints, to bring in these virtues, I'm quoting Brother Branham, into the body of Christ. But I like to use it as one thing. It's an ability to activate. I put the fivefold ministry as an ability to activate. Okay, here comes Zach. He got born again. He can do the guitar, he can do all of the gift, he can do any of that. But there's some gift in his life. Maybe he don't know what it is yet. See? I mean, he may do it. If he does, then he knows what I'm talking about is right. You understand how I preach? I don't mind saying it like that. Because see, if you know what I'm talking about, then I ain't got to worry about it. If God's revealed it to you, he'll be there, and you'll never doubt what I'm talking about as being true. You say, well, Brother Dale, I never thought about that it seems my gift may be to teach Sunday school. Huh? There's people that have the ability to teach Sunday school that can't preach. You know, they just don't have that preacher part. But they can teach Sunday school. Well, see, I watch that and I say, well, brother, you know, try teaching. Well, brother Gary Atkins, he was, me and him had a lot of days with a lot of things in it. But he said, I can't teach Sunday school. I said, why not? Well, what am I going to do? I said, read Genesis 1 and explain it. But of course, it was over in Romans or something. What he was in. And I said, just read it in Romans. Romans 1. And explain it. I said, when you get through with that and you get that set pretty good, go to Romans 2. And start explaining that and studying it. He come to me one day, he said, hey, said, I got so many sermons, I don't know what to do. Said, I'm still in Romans 1. I said, well, that's good. Just keep staying right there until you get it all hatched out. You know. Because, see, that's the gift. See, your gift is there, but your calling, make your calling and election sure. Your calling will activate your gift. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. All right, now here's the prophet. The ones who say they don't want to do is more out to when they finally wind up getting in line and start doing. They'll do a better job than them that volunteered to start with. I'm very careful to people that wants to volunteer. Brother Dale, do you think I'd be a good preacher? I'd say, no, don't think you would. Because I'm not. Let's just wait a while. Let's see what God says about it down the road somewhere. When you get through, then we'll do it. Oh, you know, Brother Richard Wilson, they went to church here with us for years and everything. And he finally come to me one day and he said, Brother Dale, he said, I've sat under your ministry for 2 years now and says, I'm thinking I'm getting close to moving out and starting a church. I said, well, you know, would you mind go ask my wife what me and her were talking about? I said, because I explained to her just recently, you was getting close enough now you could pastor a church. Because, see, I'd watched him. You preachers maybe not understand what I'm talking about. But if you ever stand in my place, you'll understand. See, I'm training you. I'm trying to activate your gift. He said, Brother Dale, you're doing that with us as minister? Yeah. I'm putting you to the test. Let you find it out. That's Wade what I told him when he come and told me. He said, Daddy, said, I believe that, you know, I may be called to preach. I said, don't talk to me. I said, first off, go ask your mama. And she'll tell you that I told her a long time ago that you'd be preaching. Because the Lord showed me that. And I said, not only that, you'd be standing in the pulpit right beside of me. And I said, I've seen that along for you. Well, why didn't you tell me? I said, Brother Brown says, if you try to volunteer for a job, you won't do no good. But he said, when you are forced into doing it, you'll do a good job. See, I can stay in the message and I can do it. I've been training you ministers. Trying to use what part of the gift that I have to work upon the parts of the gift that you have. To train you. He said, well, Brother Dale, I didn't know you was doing that. I'll be a little bit more careful where I stumble. I might fall. Don't worry about it. We pick you up. We always got somebody. Remember the starting off about the typewriter? We always got somebody to get it back together. I know what you brothers go through sometimes, especially the younger ones that are starting out. And it puts a little fear there that you got a little bit of backup about it. Don't worry about it. We all come the same way. Don't worry about it. Your gift will make room for itself. Huh? You see? Gifts, plural, and one calling. We have one calling in life, to make your calling and election sure. Brother Dale, would you stand up and correct me in front of, no, not in front of everybody. Ain't never done it. Don't do it. Brother from the other weekend was down, you know, he said he was here and he said, man got up and preached something wrong. He said, I didn't, Brother Dale didn't say a thing. Did he just come to the pulpit, to the evening service? Because a brother was just going to preach one. Said he just come and just laid his books down and said, now here's where we'll explain why I don't believe what that brother taught this morning. I didn't scream and holler and things. I just explained why I didn't believe it. Well, explain to me why you don't believe it. You know, you may have it right. Hey, I'm still learning. Maybe 81 yesterday, but I'm still learning. I'm trying my best to get you to see something. The gifts are wonderful. Brother Branham said that a church without the gifts would have to answer. So make your calling an election sure. Find out what you're doing here.
Right. Amen.
Pray, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
You know what? I might be surprised you find out he'll talk to you. But it might not be the kind of language you want to hear. And it might not be the thoughts you want him to say. Because you might have to say, shut up, stand up, shut up, and cut out being a baby. And act like a man. He told me that one time when I was riding down the highway. Boy, I was going through it bad. You've heard me tell it. I mean, I was down and out. Everything was going wrong. And I was just, man, I was driving down the road going towards Maisel. And I was just crying, Lord, I've done this and I've done that. And he said, who do you think you are? I said, now, who's been going through all this trouble? And I come back up the road crying, you know. I got corrected. Children are what? Bastard born if they won't take correction. We all ought to be ready to stand the test. The gifts, put them to a test. I've often told you, I know what Brother Branham was doing, but I've often told you, I was listening to him the other day and he's brought it back again. Brother Branham was a prize fighter, fought 15 professional fights, never lost a one. I'm pretty sure the number's right. Well, you know, when that man come to challenge him up there, and he told him to, officers, go back. This is not a natural battle. This is a spiritual battle. See, he'd already entered something he knew. But he could have whipped that guy all over the place. But it wasn't a battle of human.
That's right.
You think maybe he could have? Yeah, he was a professional boxer. He could have beat that guy to death. But he'd already said to the two soldiers, or two military, or I mean two policemen, that this is not a natural battle. That God is in control. Well, what about it? Make your calling and election sure. Because there's many gifts. Now, let me take this a minute. 11:30, let me take this a minute. Because I want you to understand that. Then we'll go back and then we'll read what your prophet said. But to review just a second, think about it. Everybody in the world is born with a gift of some kind. I remember a man told me one time, he said, I used to be a bouncer in a bar. And he said, I'd always know before the fight would get started, I could go break it up. Well, see, he didn't realize that was a gift. Like that doctor I was talking about. He didn't realize that was a gift. But it just tore his heart when he found out. I said, you were called to do what you're doing, brother. Just do it for the glory of the Lord. If I needed an operation, I'd get a hold of him. I'd be glad to call him. Because I believe him. But see, you have got your natural gifts. And your natural gifts can be trained and raised up and put into higher levels and better understanding of what you're doing and more capable. But then you step over into the fivefold, over into the nine spiritual gifts that's in every local assembly. And you go there and you look and you see those things that can work, which is tongues and interpretation, prophecies and all kind of things and all those gifts. That's supposed to operate in you. But Brother Dale, my problem is I'm scared to use my gift. I said, you don't swap places with me? I said, you scared your gift don't work or something? Somebody might do. I said, you realize when I'm preaching, I have to preach with one solid thing in view. I believe what I believe. Now, if you can correct me, amen. We'll get that done in a hurry. But don't think you're going to come to me with one of those six and seven little tongues and telling me that I'm wrong here and there. That's why you ain't seen it on this thing. When I thought when we went to this internet on the computers and things that we'd be so overloaded with all of that junk and garbage till we'd have to just cut it off. We never had any problem. Maybe it's one thing. They know that old dumb nut up there in the pulpit will read to you what the prophet has to say about it. And don't mind standing up here and reading it and saying, this is what he said and this is what I believe. Because there's one thing I have. If there's a gift in this heart and life of this man, there's one thing. I want to see you there. I want to see you over on that other side. Not just my family, that's part of it, but it's marvelous to have your family with you, but I count all of you my family. Like Sister Barbara said, she had a dream about me one time, Sister Barbara there did, and said, I'd pick up you one, carry you around on my shoulder a while, set you down, reach over and get somebody else, set up on my shoulder and carry you around. Well, that's what I want to do. I just want to be there to be the helps that I can to do what I can for the glory of the Lord. But ending it to say, see, then you come to the fivefold ministry. That's not the office gifts of a church in the basis of speaking in tongues, shouting. No. You're getting into a special realm now of a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. And you can like this or lump it. If that's true, you're not going nowhere without the fivefold ministry. Why has it been so long? Of all these years, because the people won't rally around the ministry. But may I quote it again? He said, whatever you do with that gift, God is going to judge you according to what you're doing with the gift. That's not to scare nobody. That's not to do anything. That's to tell the truth like it is. All of us, I respect you for one thing. I see you sisters dressing and doing it and we don't have to preach every service on hiring clothes and dress and stuff. I respect that. I honor that. I see you young girls coming up, and you do it. Sure, sometimes now you get a little bit, and naturally it does, and sometimes a little too much is maybe showed for walking around because you're getting a little tighter. And I ain't talking about just the girls because, hey, mama's up there above that, and I'm talking about mama. And daddy, because we are to raise our children. It's not for the children to raise us. We are to raise our children. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to think about. Gifts and callings are without repentance. That's what the Bible, we just read it. You don't repent to get a gift. Well, I repented and God called me to the preacher. Same thing. Well, that may be true now. I ain't going to argue with you. I know, too, I'll quote Brother Branham. He said, there's women saying that God called them to preach. He said, I ain't going to argue with you about that. Because that's between you and her, you and God. But he said, I'm going to tell you the Bible don't teach it that way. Well, gifts and callings, you don't repent. You're born with a gift. Activate that gift for God. Well, brother, you mean you would put up with us speaking in tongues? Yeah. After it's done a little bit, then it's okay. Now let's put it in order. We're going to meet in the back room. Well, I don't want to go to the back room. Well, you think I want to come out of the back room? When I've got to say things that I don't want to say it. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been one thing. I always say it too hard. So you just bypass that part. Put up. Come on, musicians. Gifts and calling. The fivefold ministry is a special gift. That's why it says like that. Now look, I'm finishing it up, then I'll get back. See, it does not say that the nine spiritual gifts. Brother Branham is very relaxed on his nine spiritual gifts. I don't know, maybe that ain't the right word to say, but he doesn't beat on it so much, you know. He just puts it there that it's in the local assembly and got to be judged, got to be all the things. But then when he puts the fivefold ministry down, I believe the fivefold ministry is a gift. It's predetermined to be that way. But you do away with that gift part. What do you do with the man in the Hebrew series that, you know, he just got drunk and went out, and a couple of weeks later, or however it was, God took him off the scene. Brother Run said God would not let him destroy his name. What do we do? Let's stand. What do we got, brother? Let's stand.
Let's sing that chorus, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit.
What about it?
Within me.
Make a calling and election. Is all he is. Given unto us freely. The gifts are there. Don't be afraid of the gift of God. Why be afraid? We're his children. but it's taking it away. Lord, we lay it into thy hands and believe in you that our sister healed these headaches. And we condemn that hurt in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go believe it and see. Anybody else? Father, we thank you for this day, and we just commit it into your hands, Lord. We've tried our best to express the thoughts that you've given us. And Lord, then we just lay it there and let it be to you, and you work on it and make us to understand. Give us understanding to know about gifts and how marvelous gifts are. To be able to understand something is a gift. Wisdom is a gift. Knowledge is a gift. Thank you for all of those things, Lord. Go with us now as we go to eat a natural meal. Take care of everybody. Bless in Jesus' name. You're dismissed. Eat.